Praised be Jesus and Mary. See, I am sending an angel before you to guard you on the way and bring you to the place I have prepared. Be attentive to him and heed his voice. The Catechism of the Catholic Church reminds us that we have, each and every one of us, we have such angels with us during life to be our protectors and our guardians. Hence our guardian angels. And we have them because we all have something to be guarded from. This world is full of dangers to our salvation, full of temptations and specifically occasions of sin, which I'd like to focus on briefly today. These occasions of sin are those situations in which we know a temptation is lurking, is hiding, is waiting for us. And St. Alphonsus, who I'll use to make my point, tells us that in life, if we wish to reach salvation, if we take grace seriously, if we really appreciate the divine life that has been given to us, we have a duty not only to avoid sin, but also the occasions of it, the dangers of it. And our holy guardian angels don't exonerate us from the need to make efforts. They help us in our efforts to avoid sin and whatever leads to it. That's why the reading tells us, be attentive to him and heed his voice. My authority resides in him. If you heed his voice and carry out all I tell you, I will be an enemy to your enemies and a foe to your foes. Just read to you from St. Alphonsus to emphasize the importance of this point. St. Alphonsus says, he who wishes to save his soul must not only abandon sin, but also the occasions of sin. That is, a person must renounce, perhaps, certain friendships, certain places, certain houses, maybe vacation spots. He must renounce those wicked companions and all similar occasions that incite him to sin. And our holy guardian angels remind us of this, and put that guilt in our conscience when we put ourselves in those occasions anyway. St. Alphonsus tells us, when a dangerous occasion is present, or when we put ourselves in a dangerous occasion, that's the problem when we choose, for no good reason, to put ourselves in a dangerous occasion, it violently excites our corrupt desires, so that it is then very difficult to resist them. Because God withholds efficacious helps from those who voluntarily expose themselves to the occasion of sin. He that loves danger shall perish in it, says the wisdom of God. And when we deliberately expose ourselves to danger, God abandons us in it. And as long as we expose ourselves to the occasions of sin, the devil laughs at all our good purposes and promises made to God. Because the greatest care of the enemy is to induce us not to avoid evil occasions. For these occasions, like a veil placed before the eyes, prevent us from seeing either the light received from God, or the eternal truths, or the resolutions we have made. In a word, they make us forget everything. They arouse the passions, they blind the intellect, they make us forget our resolutions, and as it were, force us into sin. And the tempter gets us over and over again. Even if you want to stop sinning, he tells us, keep doing what leads to sin. Put yourself in the occasion of sin again, and this time you won't fall. This time it'll be different. Do things exactly the same way, and this time the outcome will be different. Fool yourself. Go to the same places. Act in the same way. Expose yourself to the same danger. Somehow things will be different, but no, they will not be. But gullible as we are, we fall for it very often. St. Alphonsus concludes, depart from the unjust. Separate yourself from the occasions of sin. Depart from the unjust, and evils shall depart from thee. Run, separate from wicked companions, and you shall cease to commit sin. Neither let the way of evil men please thee. Run away from it. Pass not by it. Go aside and forsake it. This is one of the greatest duties of our guardian angels, to protect us and to guard us from sin and dangers of sin, the occasions of sin. And our duty is to be attentive to our guardian angel, to heed his voice, and to avoid the dangers, and with his help, in this way, to avoid the sins that threaten our salvation as well. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.